And that's Joseph Haydn's Opus 76, number 4, known as the Sunrise Quartet. He composed it under a commission of a Hungarian prince in 1797. Earlier this week, a special audience was treated to a performance of the Sunrise Quartet by members of the Boise Philharmonic. Austrian Quartet performed before 150 inmates at the Idaho State Correctional Institution, just south of Boise. It was the first concert of its kind for the Boise Philharmonic. And joining me in studio to talk about the performance is Chaplain Brian Shipley, who serves at the chapel at the prison, and Jeffrey Hill, a violinist with the Philharmonic and a member of that quartet. I want to thank both of you for taking some time out and talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I would like to know, Jeffrey, how this idea got started.
Well, the Philharmonic, we so often play in very formal venues. We play at the Morrison Center. We play at the Brandt Center in Nampa. We play in churches all over town. Our chamber ensembles play in these very formal venues. And we really felt that there was an opportunity to play to an underserved audience, an often forgotten audience in our community. That's obviously the audience at the Idaho State Correctional Institute. So I think it was just an attempt to play to an audience and reach out to a community that really isn't able to mm-hmm. hear the kind of music that we love to play on a regular basis or really at all. So
were you just like, you know, in a meeting at the Philharmonic one day and someone says, you know what, let's go play at the prison? Or how did that evolve to all of a sudden on Tuesday,
you know,
you played?
I personally can't speak to how, you know, what meeting may have taken place to, you know, to make that performance happen. But I guess really how it works is I and three other people, we're in a string quartet. That does gigs for the Philharmonic. We do outreach performances for the Philharmonic. And really, this was actually sort of more under the education mm-hmm. branch of the Philharmonic. Our education director was the one who was leading the whole thing. So we looked at it more as an educational outreach than anything. I think that's probably
how it started,
yeah.
And Brian, from your standpoint, you're the chaplain at the correctional institution. How were you approached about this? How did you get involved?
I received an email stating that they were willing to come and if I was interested. And I said, heck yeah, let's do this. It really wasn't I'm the religious coordinator, and mm-hmm. it really wasn't a religious thing. But it was something that I thought that the inmates would enjoy and it would be good for them. And so I got the email, sent off the first request to have them, and went from there. Mm-hmm.
And why is something like this important to bring into a correctional institution?
Well, I think sometimes people get a misrepresentation of what inmates actually are. They're people who made mistakes, but they're still people. And sometimes they need culture, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to bring that to them than through the quartet and through classical music? And I got to tell you, they loved it. They're ready for more.
I was going to say, what was that like watching it and seeing these inmates take in something like this?
They were in tears. I mean, they had their full attention. And it was, you know, seeing some of the hard ones soften up. And it really meant something to them. I've got comments like, it's so nice to know that people still remember we're here and it was amazing and touched my heart. And so it really went into the soul of the people mm-hmm. that were there.
And Jeffrey, from your standpoint, I mean, you're up on stage, you're playing, you're used to performing. You got an opportunity though after to talk with some of the inmates.
Yes. I think I probably talked with a majority of the inmates that were there. After the performance, there was basically a line forming just to shake our hands and talk to us. And even if all they had to say was thank you for coming, they wanted to personally thank each of us mm-hmm. for being there, and they wanted to show their appreciation for, you know, giving them something that is so different than what I imagine is in part of their daily routine.
True.
So, yeah, as far as the reception we got from them, it was overwhelming. Honestly, I was totally blown away by the reception that we got after we played.
What was that like for you? Because I'm assuming that sometimes when you play in other venues, you know, the Morrison Center, for mm-hmm. example, they're not coming up on stage thanking you.
You know, you play at the Morrison Center, or you play for a smaller audience, say, as a chamber ensemble. And, you know, if there's a fast-paced, very exciting piece, you'll have a pretty excited audience response afterwards. You'll get some people, like, yelling bravo. You'll get some people yelling whatever and clapping, you know, very, very loudly. None of that prepared me for the kind of reception that we got at the prison. After the first piece that we played, we were just blown away by a wall of sound, a wall of yelling and foot stomping and clapping that was 1,000% excited.
What does that do
to have heard what they just heard?
And what does that do for you as a performer when you get that kind of response?
It totally changes your mindset when you're performing, because regardless of what kind of performer you are, I think you get a little nervous, just a little bit, before you play. And to have that kind of reception totally quells that and just lets you know that this is a gig where they appreciate what you're doing 100% and actually lets you play in a little more relaxed way. You know that the audience is totally connected. You don't have to worry so much about the technicality of what you're doing, and you can just play what you love. So,
I'm speaking with Chaplain Brian Shipley. He serves the inmates at the Idaho State Correctional Institution. Also, Jeffrey Hill. He is a violinist with the Boise Philharmonic. And their quartet played on Tuesday, May 8th, out at the State Correction Institution. And we are talking to them about that experience. Brian, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about, you know, the life of the inmates and that you talked about the fact that they sometimes don't get that type of culture brought in. I mean, they can't go to the Philharmonic.
They can't.
They want to now.
They want to now.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So have there been other performances, other things like this, or is this a unique experience?
Well, throughout the year, we do various things for them. You know, my job as the religious coordinator is more centered around the religious aspect. Mm-hmm. And so we have a full schedule of ministers and groups that come in the capacity to fulfill that. Mm-hmm. Catholics, you know, whatever the case might be. But something like this is the first time that we've ever had anything like the quartet come in and play a classical setting. And to be honest, we weren't sure how it would be received. We were a little nervous that we would be able to fill up a few of the pews in the sanctuary. But as it turned out, it was
150.
There was some standing room only.
Exactly.
At the back, so.
And like I say, they received it well and they're ready for more.
And what is something that you would like people, Brian, to know about the inmates and their lives? I think that, you know, they're south of Boise. These are prisoners from all over the state, outside of the state. In a way, they are a forgotten population. And there's this idea that you're not in prison for nothing.
So, exactly.
Right? And so then the idea of bringing culture into them. I mean, they're in prison. They're supposed to be punished. Why in the world would we bring something like this in?
Well, I think the whole point should be to help all these inmates fix whatever problems got them there so that when they are released, they don't repeat the cycle and end up back there. And so we do that in various ways through training and through obviously trying to reach their hearts. But if we can bring culture and we can bring different ideas to them that will help them grow as people, then maybe we can fulfill the goal that when they're released and when that time comes, they can just go live their life, be a productive part of society, and not repeat and come back and be in the same place they are 10, 15 years from now.
Jeffrey, what was the most surprising part of this for you?
The most surprising part for me, honestly, I think was just how warmly we were received before we had even played anything at all. We walked into the chapel and we had about 20 minutes to go until we started playing, until the performance was to start. And it just seemed like there was this sort of buzz in the air that something really great was about to happen and that they were all so excited that it was going to be happening. And honestly, that's not the atmosphere that I was expecting. Not to say that I was, you know, expecting, you know, like,
right,
you know,
right.
Prison yard riots or anything of that nature. But I was expecting to walk in and it would be very drab and very kind of depressing. But no, everyone there was seemed very uplifted because they knew something great was about to happen. And it did.
And so. Brian, were you surprised by the reception?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. these guys are hungry for more.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
so what would you like to see next come in?
Well, I would like to see it get a little bigger. And you know, we did want to see how it would go and see if there was interest, and there is. And so, you know, maybe we'll do something on a bigger scale and see where it goes from there.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in. I think what a unique opportunity for the inmates, but
absolutely,
also for the Boise Philharmonic.
Definitely.
So thank you to my guest, Brian Shipley, the chaplain at the Idaho State Correctional Institute, and Jeffrey Hill. He is a violinist with the Boise Philharmonic. He performed at the prison earlier this week for 150 inmates. You're actually listening to the piece that they played. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Program associates include Norm Gunning and Robin Rausch. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. We will see you back here on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend.